Yo.
You are now locked in.
Yo, about to shut it down.
You are locked in
to Canada's number one.
You know what it is?
Canada number one. Urban Top Mix Show.
We about to get this popping right now.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
With your host.
Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Nifty and KC.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Let's get it popping.
You forgive me? I need your forgiveness.
Sorry for the things I did.
I know I wilded out. I'm back now. No excuses. Here's my heart. Listen.
Look, 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 how did I get here? How to turn my wild dreams into my nightmare? With many griefs I'm pierced like you find my ears. God's got a bottle inside it, you'll find my tears. I had a dream, I was on the scene with a team, I'ma like it. Was me, Chris Breezy, the truth, Tiger and Mike Vick. All of us knew we were fools by the crisis. Me and truth knew it was true, not a righteous. Cause we start in the dark, we're like the night shift. Despite this, God wants the heart, he's got a light switch. Was Christ flick, but slight glitch. I've given right tips, but it didn't work for me. It's kinda like hitch. Look, 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 look what I done did. Now I hurt my wife, now I hurt my kids. Now the whole earth's privy to the dirt I is. Under the earth's where this dirt God lives. But
because of your love, I can't do anything. Because of your grace and peace, I'll overcome anything. Because of your faithfulness to me, I'll overcome anything.
Sorry for the things I did.
A savior meant to die, only to rise. Now I can do anything.
Look, 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 what am I gonna do when I'm the most visible sinner up in my crew? And I say my crew, but my crew is few. In fact, today, my crew is who knows who. No, there's no paparazzi, but I'm kinda popular and obviously by a higher standard I'll be judged. They ain't locked me up, no, no caps and cuffs. They just put me on ice like a hockey puck. Heard of a dokimas, a Greek word that means you're out the game and live with lots of shame like a Nazi does. That kinda got me stuck. The songs got me up, and 106 I pump like Terrence and Roxy does. Look, look, look at your steadfast love. From the water, from the rock, to the bread that's bug, to the slaughter, you ain't stop when you shed that blood. We should Twitter and text that cause it's
because of your love, I can't do anything. Because of your grace and peace, I'll overcome anything. Because of your faithfulness to me,
the things I did,
I'll overcome.
Sorry for the things I did.
Because you're a savior, make you die, only to rise. Now I can do anything.
Look, 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 look what I have learned. If you play with the fire, my, you will get burned. That's what it takes to get it straight, like a real good perm. There's an escape and it is grace, but it will adjourn. See, don't get it twisted like dreads, thinking you can beat the odds. Your bubble will get popped like meds, you'll get dropped like dead. Especially if the Lord is your papa, through Christ you've been copped like feds. Now I see myself mad clearer. The man in the mirrors in the text, I'm the woman with the tear ducts flowing like syrup. I'm the publican who knew about a sin, prayed but just couldn't cheer up. Look, 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 look what I proclaim. Jesus is the God who came with a lot of veins. What a fount, what a mount, cause a lot was drained. I went in, now I'm without the stains. It's
because of your love, I can't do anything. Because of your grace and peace, I'll overcome anything. Because of your faithfulness to me,
the things I did,
I'll overcome anything.
Sorry for the things I did.
Because you're a savior and you got
Welcome to the Nifty Christian Radio Show here on NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. Welcome to our world, Nif and KC.
Hello, hello.
K-Sizzle, how you doing, man?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Excellent, excellent.
Enjoying the new ambassador?
Yes, man. He's back.
He's
ambassador
back.
Is back, y'all.
That's the new one, man.
Yeah, that is the new one. July 27th is the release date.
He is bright and fresh and sharp and brand new.
Yeah,
new image, new, like, he got rid of the goatee.
The long goatee.
The scraggly shepherd's goatee that he had going. I for one can say that I'm pleased. He's matured.
So I believe his album is called Stop the Funeral. And that's dropping on July 27th on his new label, Exist Music. You know what? This whole show, we're going to be previewing songs from upcoming albums. This whole show. So this is a show that you definitely want to stay tuned in.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff coming out within the next quarter. And we got the exclusive. We got the tracks that nobody else has just yet.
I also want to add that a lot of the stuff that you're going to hear today is Canadian content. It is homegrown.
Holla.
Ambassador aside, straight up from Toronto. A lot of us.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of great, great, great material, man. And we'll be talking to my man DJ Legit. And I'll tell you something,
that
man.
Was a heavy interview. Legit?
I'll tell you
heavy.
Something. If you think you got something bad going on in your life,
shut up.
Shut up and listen to this interview.
Shut up. Suck it up, princess. Because you're nowhere near what this guy went through and came out smiling and praising God.
Yeah, man. Legit is the truth, man. And he's got such a good vibe to him, man. Like, there's no heaviness around him. He's a good spirit, man.
Yeah.
Very, very,
truly,
very good dude to be
around. Just knowing him before, I had no idea. Based on the man that I see today, I have no idea of the things that he'd been involved in, that he'd endured, that he'd been through. None of that is evident in the person that we see today.
And
none of it.
What are we talking about? Stay tuned.
You gotta stay tuned.
Stay tuned, man. Trust me, you have not been through anything until you've heard what this guy has gone through, man. A true testimony of what God can do. But yeah, talk to me about some money, Kay. What's going on about the money? The moolah.
What are you talking about?
You had an article that you posted.
Oh, that's what you mean. You don't just talk about money. You make me think I owe you something. You need to.
Well, I mean, you know, if you want to volunteer, put some in my palm. I'm not going to reject it.
I think not, sir.
I mean, that's what Christians do.
Thank you. Come again.
Feel free to tithe to me.
No, thanks. But. Yeah, so you brought up you mentioned the money.
Yeah.
What Nifty's talking about is an article that I posted about the fears and the worries of the wealthy, the things that rich people worry about. Now, you'd think that money would make you happy, but the truth is, these people have a few things that bother them, that weighs on their mind.
Yeah.
There's stuff that weighs on the mind of the wealthy. So one of, we're just gonna, there's a list of them. You can check out www.niftychristian.com for the full details on it. But we're just gonna touch on about three here.
Right, right.
So the first of these would be friendships. They worry about friendships. They basically feel that their outside relationships have been altered by and in some cases have been or become contingent on their wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So one person says, very few people know the level of my wealth, and if they did, in most cases, I believe it would change our relationship.
So if you had, you know, $25 million, do you think you would feel that way personally? Like, would you be kind of wary of, like, friendship?
Yes.
Yeah?
Family, even.
Family for sure.
Yeah. Another person says, I wonder how many people we know would cut us off if they didn't think they could get something from us.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's the thing. When you have a lot of money, you suddenly acquire quite a few friends as well, but you have to wonder how genuine these friends are.
Is it a real friendship, or is it contingent upon?
If you were to lose all your money, would they go too?
It's true. And you know, and we're coming off the heels of our last show, depression.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's funny because the reason why we're discussing this article is many people feel that they would be less depressed if they had more money. And the fact is, that's not true. You got these rich people. This survey was done by about 160 rich people who had about $25 million or more.
Mm-hmm.
There are many of them who still feel financially insecure until they have $1 billion in the bank.
Yep.
So even though they got $25 million, they still feel as insecure as someone who's making like $50,000.
Yep, yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
It's interesting.
Like, the feeling is still there.
It is really interesting, the things that bother them. Another one is being ungrateful. They reported feeling that they'd lost the right to complain about anything for fear of sounding or being ungrateful. So it's like, even if they're having a hard time with something, you know, they can't say so because the average person's going to look at them and go, what do you know? You're rich.
Yeah.
What do you care? You're rich. You don't have these problems. Shut up. You're rich. So I can understand where that unhappiness would come from, feeling that they can't complain, even though, I mean, they still go through levels of discomfort and they still face issues. Granted, it's not quite on the same scale that the regular average Joe on the street would face.
It's probably larger, actually.
Well, it depends on the issue.
Their worries are probably...
It depends on the issue.
You know what I mean? Like, the average Joe has, like,
if it's a
$10,000 debt, he's probably got $100,000 of debt.
If it's a problem that can't be solved by money, then, you know... And we had one more.
It was the kids.
Entitlement.
The entitlement. So, like, especially the parents, they feel that the kids will grow up with less ambition because they already, you know...
Yeah, they have the money.
They know their parents are already rich.
They're concerned that money robs them of ambition.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that their fear is having money runs the danger of giving them a perverted view of the world. They meaning their kids.
Yeah.
And one respondent said, money could mess them up, give them a sense of entitlement, prevent them from developing a strong sense of empathy and compassion. That's a good point.
It's a very good point. I mean, I don't know if you've seen that movie Grown Ups with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
The Adam Sandler character was dealing with that exact same issue where his kids were very spoiled. They had the maid. They had all this technology. And he went and took them on his camping trip where they took away the cell phones and all this technology and they were just left with the woods to really just appreciate nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that movie really captured this point very well where, you know, these people do worry about their kids growing up spoiled and not appreciating the finer things in life and really just...
They do.
You know, it's...
Because it's a real possibility.
It's sad. It's real sad.
But it's a real possibility that with such wealth, the lack of appreciation is there.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, you know, someone asked a question a while back on people born into the church versus people who came to church,
mm-hmm.
who came to the Lord later on.
Mm-hmm.
Those born in the church, some of them have a sort of a, you know, they take it for granted and they don't understand the meaning behind it, the passion behind it. They lack that fire that someone who had been through something, who'd been through a trial and been saved by God.
Yeah.
So that appreciation is not there. So you can liken it to that. Those born in the church, they were given that wealth.
It's true.
They were given that wealth.
It's so true.
Whereas those who came to the Lord basically had to work for it. They had to earn it.
I love that analogy.
So
man.
The appreciation is much stronger.
It's much different.
It's very keen.
It's true. So true.
So it's. I think I see a similarity. I see a similarity in that.
So stop thinking that money's gonna solve your problems. If you're one of those cats that's depressed, and you think that money will solve it, not true.
No.
I mean, it will temporarily, you know, it'll put a band-aid on it.
Yeah.
But,
I mean. It
wears off, man.
Money can buy you quite a few things, but, I mean, there are certain things that are without price. Now, even in the little thing that I posted there, I have a little picture that I put up there, and it says, money isn't everything. It can buy a bed, but not sleep. It can buy a clock, but not time. It can buy you a book, but not knowledge.
Mm.
It can buy you a position, but not respect. It can buy you medicine, but not health. It can buy you blood, but not life. It can buy you sex, but not love.
Mm, 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 mm.
So, right there's a list of quite a few things that money cannot buy.
True joy comes in the Lord, man. I mean, as cliche as that sounds, but you really gotta find happiness in the Lord first. Seek the kingdom first, and then all things are added after, man. That is real talk right there, man. So, that being said, we're gonna take a quick break. This next track, man, is by, you know, one of our favorites, our boy Never Heard. This one's called Unseen Proof, off the album titled the same thing, Unseen Proof.
Yes, yes.
That album is dropping June 14th, iTunes everywhere worldwide, so make sure y'all go on and support the album. Never Heard, Unseen Proof, check it out, we'll be right back.
Hit you off
with the newest homie hip-hop and R&B music first.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Yeah. Be that unseen proof, y'all. Yeah. Jesus, my unseen.
Where my man is, my name don't matter, but glad to see ya. Don't panic, it was part of the planning for y'all to be here. Life got you stranded, but granted, you still standing, I see ya. You have an advantage, the master is handing you freedom. How did this happen? All the distractions, all the attractions. Trapping, just latching, attacking all of my faction. Time for some action, press play, let's get up and start this. God is in all this knowledge, just call and stop styling, get on it. I never knew right, I got a new life now that I'm dropping. I gotta do right, I gotta chew like y'all gotta hop in the pool. I gotta move right, got in the room, I'm no longer the fool. We following honor, God, our father, stop on the talking and move. My vision 2020, yet I move blindly in faith. Through the tsunamis and waves, Jesus, you want me this way. Call cause I need you, son, and I'm free to talk to the lost cause he calling to meet you. I know he'll bring me through. I got that unseen dream. Gonna be in this life for the next. When you hear me speak, I recite in the text. It's cause I know Jesus and Christ that I rest. He pumped this music through me, and I don't second guess. Because of him, I'm blessed. But listen, he is not exclusive to me. How you think I got this far? How we gonna make mountains fall? Yeah, I know life gets hard, but my faith in God's my Christ I call. Yeah, that's an easy way out. I'm stacking up my faith, cause I've had enough of Satan. Y'all ain't gonna see me lay down. Don't get it twisted, you gon' get tested. 1, 2, 3, turn my mic on, turn to Christ. Said those who are burdened, come to me. Tell your demons running flee. Angels on in front of me. If every day we walk in faith with grace, we'll see recovery. Rewind, bring it back again. Take time to know the Father, and you won't wanna go back to sin. Even if I fall, I know my God will stick the mattress in. My Savior great, yeah, that's the faith I'm practicing.
Faith mean to you, man?
Fearlessly fighting for my father, feeling the fire, forcing me to go far, freely follow, yeah, holla. Ain't ashamed, I got angels aiding me all around. Aiming at anything ailing, hating it ain't allowed. Irreplaceable, infinite, the invincible, intimate is his loving, and imminent is his coming. I'm in it, no indecision, indulging in his wisdom, intelligent intuition. I ride for him in an instant. Taking the toll to taste the temptation, testing our homie. Lord, take my soul, turn my troubles into a testimony. Taming tigers and lions, taking the tail apart from testify the most high, returning to turn the tables on him. Hallelujah, up to the heavens, he hearing me. Hail the king who healed me and be helping me from my head to feet. Who hit the hell out me? Heavy was the burdens I heaping. He gave the word, so I'm hurrying with my unseen. This that unseen, this that unseen, this that unseen, this that unseen.
My God, the unseen proof, y'all.
Here we go again.
This is Canada's number one talk show.
Number one.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
I am talking to you.
Yes, man. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. Hi.
You are so weird sometimes.
Hi, it's Tiger. You got to do this for me. Huge.
He had some nerve, right?
Oh, man.
He had some nerve to say something like that.
I love that clip.
He deserved
man.
What happened.
Hey, listen, man. We actually got a message from one of our listeners. And the question is this. So the question is, what do you do when you're married and one spouse wants to do it and the other does not? How do you handle that? And, you know, how do you approach that? I mean, you married.
So are you. It's not like I've had that problem. Questioning me, like.
All right, then. I never had that problem either, so. But for real, though. I think if you're married and you're going through something like that, I think there's some sort of underlying issue. Now, I think most cases... it's the woman who doesn't want to. Most times, most men are ready to go anytime. Most times.
If the woman doesn't want it, it's pretty safe to say that there is a need that is not being met, an emotional need that's not being met. Because everybody knows, or should know by now, that women's sexual urges, sexuality in total, completely 100% wrapped up within their emotions.
Right.
If we don't feel something emotionally, if we don't feel something for you, chances are we're not going to be able to get physically worked up.
Yeah.
We're not going to be present physically. Even though we even if we consent to doing something, we may not be physically up for it. And like, we're just not there.
Yeah.
We're there, but we're not. You know, and, if there's a woman who is not, who's flat out refusing it, there's something going on in terms of she's not happy. Bottom line, she's not happy. She's not happy with her partner, with her mate, with her husband.
On one level. And
on a very big level, because that's a very big indication that when a woman is turning it down constantly and she is married and there is no real reason as to why, well, no, you know, outwardly apparent. I mean, you can only be on your period for a week. Okay, you can only have a headache for so long. So when you run out of excuses, there's what's left. There's something there. There's something that's wrong.
And I think a good way to tackle this is like this. One of my favorite pastors is Ari Vernon out of Cleveland. And I was listening to one of his messages about relationships and sex and so forth, and he actually has a 4-stage process that he outlines in any given relationship. The first level is spiritual, the second is mental, the third is emotional, and the last is physical. All of these needs need to be met and satisfied in that order in order to really have a truly successful relationship.
And if any of them come before the spiritual part...
If any of them come before the spiritual, you may start off happy, but...
They never quite meet...
Eventually,
the requirements.
You'll see somebody kind of drifting away. The spiritual, of course, is their level of Christianity. Are they
the
same denomination? Do you guys have the same prayer life, the same understanding of the word? If you're both, you know, Pentecostal, do you both believe in speaking in tongues or whatever it is? On you know, the spiritual level, it has to meet. You guys have to be able to really come together in one as one spirit. And really join on that level.
Right.
That's foundation. You know, it's very hard for a relationship to work when one is a Christian, one is an atheist, right? There's just the spiritual foundation is just so far off. So you want to be on a very good spiritual footing. The second level after that is mental. This is where my wife and I are really, we really shine in this. This is our educational level and our conversation level. You'll have one person that loves to converse about intellectual topics, and then you'll have somebody who just likes to talk about things on the surface. Not gonna work. I mean, there's been so many times, man, where, you know, before I was married, I would talk to somebody and they would only talk about a TV show, and I couldn't engage in any spiritual conversation or anything about politics or anything about the word or anything about, you know, society. Like, and as pretty as she was, I can only go to a certain level in that relationship. But my wife now, we can talk about cartoons. We can talk about politics. We can talk about Bible. We can talk about anything at all for a long, extended period of time. Like, our conversation skills is next level, man. And as that, like, the conversation that I have with my wife, I'm not going to get anywhere else. And that's how you should feel in your relationship. The type of conversation that, y'all have, it should be amazing. Now, if your wife or if your husband is not enjoying your conversation, if it's just surface, like, how was your day, honey? Oh, good, that's it. I got some dinner. That ain't cool. She might be unpleased on that level, which is why she just don't want to give you none. Right? The third level was emotional. Yeah, man, you got to care for her feelings, man. With men, you got to cater to the ego. Like, our emotion is wrapped up in ego and pride. You compliments, all of that. Like, how are you making them feel? So now that you're both intellectual and you're both spiritual, does it feel right? Is there a feeling behind it? Do you do you genuinely care for this person? Would you sacrifice for this person? And all that comes from feeling. I mean, intellectually, I may like you, but I may not sacrifice my life for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a big difference there, right? So that emotional element has to be there as well. And finally, the physical. There's got to be some physical attraction, man. And, you know, a lot of times when the first three are there, the physical will just populate. Yeah, it will just populate. I mean, like, there's some people who are ugly, but because they have such a good spirit behind them and a good intellect behind them, you don't see their physical. You just see their spirit, if you will, and that makes them pretty.
Yeah.
And I guarantee, man, I can almost promise you, man, if you're in a relationship where one person wants something and the other doesn't, one or more of those things might be missing. And it's your job to figure out which one it is and perhaps get some counseling by your pastor to build on whatever it is. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure. Maybe he meant it from a completely Christian point of view in that, you know, Christian couple worshiping the Lord, going to the same church, have the same spiritual background, so to speak. And yet one of them wants it, the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
Then what do you do? Again, as you mentioned, seeking outside help in the form of going to your pastor is a very good way to start.
Yep.
A very, very, very good way to start, because there's fundamentally something that's wrong there. I mean, if a Christian man, from a male point of view, Nifty, if a Christian man doesn't want to do it, what could be reason?
He's not happy with his wife, man. On some level. On one of those four levels, for sure. You know what I mean? And the thing is, I think the problem is most women think it's always about the physical, that they've put on weight or whatever. And that's the last thing, man. A lot of times it's one of the first three.
Although I have to say, though, with the physical, we as women, we're guilty of making others miserable around us when we're miserable with ourselves. That's something I noticed, because with my husband back when, you know, if I was struggling with my weight, you know, went up a little bit and I wasn't happy with the way I fit into my clothes, I would be sour for the rest of the evening or whatever. And the thing is, my husband and I are so linked that we share moods. One person, if one person's in a bad mood, the other one immediately becomes affected, infected by the bad mood.
Yeah.
And then we just both have a terrible evening. And that's how it goes. And he said to me once, he's like, I don't care. You know, I only see you. And it only bothers me when I see that you're not happy with you. If you're happy with you, then your confidence is all out there. And then I have no problem. Then you're attractive to me.
Yeah.
So that could be a little bit of you know, there's a million factors that can go into why a couple might be unhappy with each other for one reason or another. But if it comes to the, down to the physical, that's one aspect of it. When a woman's not happy with herself physically, she can make others unhappy. The things you project.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it you know, that part is true. It's sad that it goes to that, but you know, I'm gonna go back and say I would first investigate the first three. The physical will probably be the last thing. I mean, there's so many times where you see women.
Honestly, the physical is a superficial part. I think if it's a physical issue, I mean, it can be solved pretty quickly once you realize what it is. If it's a spiritual issue, however, there's a lot more work to be done. Emotional as well, I think. There's quite a bit more work to be done. Yeah. There's something deeper that's going on that needs to be investigated, uncovered, and treated. So the first step, I would say, would be to go to your pastor and air it out. Start talking, start communicating, because that's always an issue when one person thinks the other person thinks a certain way, mm-hmm. or is acting a certain way, and it's all about perception, and everybody's all in their own heads. And
you know what? I mean, the fact is, you know, I mean, of the four categories which we mentioned, you have a pretty good idea which one is lacking. I mean, this stuff, it's not stuff that's hidden. I mean, now that it's been mentioned, you can pretty much pinpoint which one it is. I'll tell you something, man. I mean, I've seen couples in my family where one person would degrade the other because she wasn't as educated as him. Mm-hmm. So you can tell the mental part was a huge issue to him. It wasn't so much the physical or the emotional or the spiritual. It was the fact that he felt he can have a more elaborate conversation with somebody else. You know what I mean? A lot of times there are women who feel that they love their man more than the man loves them. That's the emotional.
Yeah.
So you know which one of those categories is lacking. You know which one has to be built.
Although, you know what? Honestly, as a mate, as a spouse, you do have a responsibility not to find fault in terms of, okay, well, they're not on the same level with me. We just don't work out. I'm going to use my parents as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother and father were not on the same educational footing at first.
Yeah.
My father had a bit more education than she did. And her self-esteem was pretty low,
mm-hmm.
because she felt that he was smarter than her. And she actually projected onto him. She thought that he felt that he was better than she was.
Yeah, yeah.
When that wasn't the case at all. As a matter of fact, he pushed her to go back to school. He pushed her to get her master's. He pushed her to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
He went and he got coursework, talked to people. He went door to door to find out what she could do to improve and what she could do to get into the programs that she wanted to get into to be happy with herself and be happy in life. So, and to me, as a spouse, that's your job. Your job is not to sit there and necessarily go, well, we're just not. I'm just smarter. Sorry.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he's just
support,
an idiot
man.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Once you marry someone, you're responsible for their well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible. So what you must do now, you know, you're now responsible for helping them through.
Yep.
And seeing that they get to where you are. If you feel that you guys aren't quite on the same level.
Yeah.
You have a part to play in making the levels the same. In making it happen. You do have that responsibility. And you do have a role to play.
Instead of degrading. I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree, man. And I think that's what has to be done. Instead of being moody and not giving it up and whatever, address what needs to be addressed and support the other person.
Attack the problem
not
each other.
Exactly.
Attack the problem aggressively and work to solve it. Cry it out. Sweat it out. Talk it out. Attack the problem, but not each other.
Hey, man, sister. And I think on that note, we'll end off that segment right there. The next project that's coming out April 26th is by my man Promise. This one's called Something Better featuring Old Sound. So again, the Promise's project is dropping April 26th on the iTunes worldwide and so on and so forth. So make sure y'all support that. This one's called Something Better featuring my man Old Sound. Keep it locked.
up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I cash my wealth in? Cast my lots, try to master self. Figure this is just the hand I dealt. I remember, as a young man I knelt, prayed to God and it helped. Help me be advised, help me see the fine prints like CSI. Help me realize to change the world first, you gotta start with yourself. Somebody called an apartment to help, help this kid sick. Yeah, I spit sick, but my views on life are simplistic. They missed it. I wish like Ski-Lo, they go hard or go home with zero. I'm going large to go home a hero. And if I don't, at least you know my steelo.
Lord,
we know.
I'm waiting for a better life. I'm praying for success while I'm grinding through my next trial. I'm anticipating a better life.
In the morning to lay bills, and people wonder why I have faith still. I have faith still, cause each day feels great, knowing I ain't going to change fails. But the progression of recession, my faith builds, plus it keeps me humble, helps me stay real. Cause I don't rely on my own source. For you, it's sci-fi and this boy's lost. Cause I'm just trying to get by, and I don't try to live life by a coin toss. It ain't the way that it is, it's the way that we live. What I'ma say to my kids is, unless you give heaven respect, you ain't ready to be a black president. Give it up to somebody who's better suited, better music. This is a revolution.
Lord, I'm waiting for a better life. I'm praying for success while I'm grinding through my next trial. I'm anticipating a better life. All my life, but I see something, and I'm thankful for my things, but I know, yeah, I just wanna live my life to see things fulfilled through me, and I'm waiting to see,
Lord, I'm waiting for a better life,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm praying for success while I'm riding through my next trial,
yeah.
Anticipating better life.
Yeah, baby. That was my man Promise with O-Sound with Something Better. Once again, April 26th. Make sure y'all cop that. And we're going to be introducing a new segment right now. A new segment called The Truck Stop. No.
Thoughts by Greg the Trucker.
Thoughts by Greg the Trucker. That's right. Uh-huh. I so blanked out right there. My apologies. Greg is one of our more frequent callers. Every time we talk, he has something very insightful to say every time. So shout out to him and his family and his.
We just thought we'd give him his own segment.
Yeah,
he's
man,
just that good.
You know what? I mean, a lot of people call in, but a lot of people don't have something great to say all the time. Some people are just griping. Some people are legalistic. Some people are very sincere, and some just share their testimonies. So, but Greg has something constructive. Almost every time he calls, he's got something constructive to say. And I figured, why not? I mean, you know, why not? He down, we down. So, here it is.
Warning.
Praise the Lord, everyone. You're listening to the Nifty Christian Show, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. My name is Greg, a.k.a. Truck Driver, out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, and these are my thoughts. There has been an emphasis on those that have an issue with homosexuals dealing or joining the military and serving openly. we have a problem with the conservative Christians that say that this should not be. And truly, I understand the thought process behind the Christians that have a problem with homosexuality because it's not supposed to be practiced within the religion. However, I have a bigger problem with those that are expecting, and I hope you understand this, an unsaved world to live by saved principles. And I believe that this show emphasizes not about the letter of the law, but it's about the principle behind everything that we practice. The principle behind what Christians practice is, and what Jesus said, the greatest commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. If we understood that principle, then we wouldn't put so much emphasis about people who are doing something that's contrary to the Bible when they themselves are not saved. So what I'm trying to say, and if I can revise it real quick, is that we cannot expect an Arab world, we cannot expect a world full of atheists to abide by Christian principles if they don't have nothing that's enabling them to do that. For those of us that are saved, we have God's Spirit helping us to bridge that gap, to live a life that is holy and acceptable to Him. For everyone else that does not have God's Spirit, we just pray and we love them to death. And that's how they know we are in an established church. Just because the American dollar says, "In God we trust," it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's going on. So we, the church, have to establish ourselves by the single most important commandment, which is love. And I believe it's through love people will open their eyes and understand that whatever they are, whatever lifestyle they're living, whatever it is that they're practicing, they can come to Jesus because they want to be as we are. Not judgmental, but full of love. This is Greg, and these are my thoughts.
The Bible tells you what to do.
Hallelujah!
Ain't no plan B's, yo, watch. We moving through with plan A, plan A, plan A, plan A.
Introduce me to Marley and Tosh. These ingredients rubbed off ever since I've been under the influence of the mix like Barley and Hobbs. And of course, as a teen who had seen divorce, verbal combat, cuts and breaks, had a familiar face like a place where I'd been before. My misappropriated interest to be no more. It's when I first heard the microphone fiends report. It was like the lock mechanism clicking the door. But over time, my gift refined and reinforced. Hot bars I forged, my vocal cords transformed to an acetylene torch for yours. On course for the heart of the creator. They say I'm just trying to make my way to the source. Turn the page on these haters, no support to fall back on it. So I fell forward and leaned on my dream. Let's roll. I got no backup, man. Only one plan. Lay it all on the line. Yo, it's crunch time. Put my dream in effect. Place my bet. I'm all in. High stakes, kid. I'm playing to win.
Doing what I got. It was all
a matter of time, like a stopwatch in progress. A young mind growing, asking where do I go next. Rhyme professor, no desk, a Rolodex. Took my own steps through and direct the unexpected fresh. Flavor in the process, like an Intel chip, co-created by hostess. Never mind the joyride, I was dying on the inside to take the microphone on a road test. Small fry, no enterprise yet. My inner mind's eye saw a star in the track of my thoughts with the holodeck. Imagining the game set match with no setbacks, far-fetched. Still out of my own quest like Frodo, but solo. Others leave you bored like a broke deck. You get hooked in these lines of fresh catch. Yet no sleeping, living the dream no less. Yo, I got no backup, man. Only one plan. Lay it all on the line. Yo, it's crunch time. Put my dream in effect. Place my bet. I'm all in. High stakes, kid. I'm playing to win.
Every year I grow, still growing, doing what I got.
KC just touched my waves, y'all. I'm not happy right now.
What's your problem? You see, I
got the 360 ocean going on in my head. I mean, if any time you want to go for a swim, just feel free. Feel free. Oh, free of charge. Gosh. But, you know, these waves are not to be touched.
You know, I really wish I were a wittier person and that I could come up with some sort of snappy comeback about these waves of yours and your vanity. And the fact that you work super, super hard to cultivate those things. And
this is all natural.
All natural, my toe.
Oh, man. Yo, that was plan A by my man Relic. His EP is dropping April the 12th, and that was called Plan A, man. Again, what a wonderful talent that dude is right there. That is my dude right there, and he's got a very, very solid EP. I had a chance to get a sneak peek at it, so make sure y'all go and support April 12th.
Relic's one of my favorite producers. And rappers too. He's super talented. Yeah. I keep saying that.
I would put him up there as one of my top five lyricists, man.
Multi-talented. Like,
period.
Yeah.
Period. Very, very, very talented dude, man. But yeah, man. You know what? We're gonna get into this DJ Legit interview.
Long-awaited interview.
Yo, dude. I had a chance to talk to this guy.
Unbelievable.
And sometimes when I preach at my church, I use his story to kind of emphasize my point, you know, in terms of whatever it is you're going through, God will bring you through it and make you a better person and a stronger person for it, man. And Legit really embodies that whole concept and that whole notion. A truly, truly inspirational dude. So in order for you to really understand what Ken and I are talking about, we're going to get into this interview by DJ Legit. And right after that, you're going to hear a song by Never Heard that basically
inspired by
his story. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into that. We'll catch y'all on the flip side.
You're listening to the Nifty Christian Show.
All right, yes, man. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show here at NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. And as promised, man, I got somebody with an incredible story on the line with me right now, man. DJ Legit, what up?
What up, what up, what up? What's up, people? What's up,
Nifty? How you doing, homie?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing very well by the grace of God only. You know
Amen.
What I mean?
Amen.
Well, I can't complain. You know what I mean? We always have our trials and tribulations, but it's that word that keeps us. So.
You know, it's good, man. I mean, I'll tell you, like, a lot of times when I preach at my church, I have used your story as a story of inspiration to inspire others to press on for the Lord, no matter what they're going through. That no matter what, that God's grace is sufficient, that they can make it. For those who may not know where you're coming from, give us a little bit about your background and where the Lord has brought you from.
Okay, for sure. Well, basically, my testimony really had an impact on my life. It started at the age of five, when I was molested. Went by one of my friend's brother, and then the following year, at the age of six, I lost both my parents. My father killed my mother.
Wow.
Then he killed himself due to adultery. My mother had another man in Jamaica, and then my dad found out, and you know, he took his own life. He jumped off Niagara Falls. I was the one who found my mother dead. Called a family member. They called the police to come get me, the ambulance, all that stuff. So,
yeah.
And then. At the age of 10 again, I was molested again by a family member.
Jeez.
Growing up, high school, I mean, sold the drugs, counterfeit money, used counterfeit money, used drugs, got kicked out at the age of 16, moved to Baltimore, Maryland, and then started selling, like, White's Coke, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I moved back to Canada by the grace of God. I even tried to pursue a career in the sex industry. I dealt with witchcraft. I used to do seances and try to make candles, let flames move and stuff like that. I was starting to get into that. And by the grace of God, I remember even like doing one of those practicing some witchcraft stuff. I came across on my heart to pick up my Bible, pick up a Bible that I always had from the age of six. And I opened it up, Psalms 27, verse 10, that if your father and mother forsake you, the Lord will take care of you.
Wow.
2006, you know what I mean? I was reading the Bible, and I was just reading just the Gospels, and I just was like, okay, God, you know, I was even into the Rastafarian thing, too, so I was just, okay, it's not King Selassie, it's, you know, it's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I want to know, I want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Father God, show me what's up, and then I got baptized, and 2006 till now, God's been taking me through. I went through, graduated college, social work. God bless me with a little studio. I can record, engineer, do DJ. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
God bless me. The greatest gift is love. I love, I have a passion for lost souls and stuff like that. And the honest, the totally to keep it real. You know what I mean? So, you know, by the grace of God, I'm here now and talking with Nifty and sharing my testimony to the people who are hearing. And that's what it's all about, sharing your story, like, you know, that this grace in God, this grace in Jesus Christ, you know?
Yeah, it's nothing short of like straight inspiration, man. For somebody who's like going through something even remotely close to what you went through, talk to that person right now. Like, how would you advise them to you know, to get through this rough time?
To the listener, to whoever while going through trials and tribulations, what I could really just encourage you to never give up. Never give up, and knowing that God is love, that's why Jesus Christ had to come, so we can have that relationship back, get back that Holy Spirit, so have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit. Just even if, you know, the key thing is the Word. If you're not even, you know, you're so discouraged, the enemy's playing lies on your head, oh yeah, you can't read the Word or whatever, just always find time to pray, to speak, to verbally just let God know how you feel. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Just to keep a close relationship, because we all have the battles like, oh, let's go back to the world or whatever, but it's fake, you know what I mean? And I had my trials and tribulations where you play the whole teeter-totter thing, and it's not real love, other than the love of Christ is real.
Amen.
And find a scripture, you know, the Word of God, a weapon of offense. Find something that relates to your situation, and then anytime, just repeat it. Speak it. Believe it, you know what I mean? Pray it, you know what I mean? Just even that's your prayer, that word, that scripture. For God's will never come back void, so hold on to that, man.
Amen. I like that, man. I really like that. You know, there was I think it was last August when Trip Lee and Show Baraka came into Toronto, and I'm not sure what happened, but you ended up having to DJ for them and learn their set on the spot. And and you murked it, man. What was that like? Like, did you feel a lot of pressure, or like, just talk to me about that experience?
Okay, well, it's funny you asked that, man. Something happened with DJ Official. Shout out to Official, man. You know, but all things work out for the good. Working for another brother's good, which is me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, you couldn't come through or something. And then Shola just gave me a shout. Romana Records CEO gave me a shout and said, yo, you're gonna have to DJ. I'm like, yeah, I was really gonna DJ. He's like, oh, for Triple E and Show. I'm like, oh, okay. And it didn't really click to me until I got there and like met them, and it was just more of a humbling experience.
Yeah.
And at the time I was going through my own trials and tribulations where God was showing me His grace. I was learning a lot about His grace.
Mm-hmm.
Merited favor. And it was just like, wow. And just even to vibe with the guys. And honestly, I really couldn't be confident and say the Holy Spirit was really working in me that day, because it was so smooth. It was like,
yo. Yo.
Like, me and these guys have been practicing some time. You know what I mean? No, man. But it was great, man. It was a great experience. And I'm just so grateful for it. You know what I mean? So shout out to Church Mini Show. Oh, man. It was a blessing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have heard of you before that. I mean, I've heard my boy Never talk about you and you know, and how live you are. But I think that was the first night where I actually saw you in action. And it was a blessing to see, man. Like, you are one of the most entertaining DJs, period, man. Like, you really know how to liven up the crowd. So it was definitely a blessing to see, man. I can see what Role Model Records saw. And you recently inked up a deal with them, right?
Yeah, well, not to say a deal, but I am working with them and for them, you know what I mean? So nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all kingdom business at the end of the day,
right?
So
amen.
Whatever my gifts you know, if you need to holler at me, you need to say, yo, legit come to you for something, and I have to get some talent, yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? It's all about the bigger picture, right?
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
And now you're doing a monthly series, a monthly mixtape series called I Am the Streets.
Yes.
And talk to us about that. What is the concept behind this monthly mixtape?
Okay, so the concept, it came to me from a long time ago. Like, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit may just drop something on you, and you have like this idea, and it's just like, okay, it's being birthed, like a baby being birthed in you, right? So the concept of I Am the Streets, Exodus in Exodus 3, God and Moses having a chat, saying, yeah, I want you to go to Pharaoh, tell him such and such. Moses obviously like, yo, who should I say sent me, man? He's like, I am who I am. You know what I mean? And then Psalms 24, verse 1, talks about the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am the streets, where as far as like I share my testimony, I've been through certain situations, you know what I mean, on the streets, trials and tribulations, where, and it was just the I am who took me out of that streets, and now I'm using the gifts. Mm-hmm. I am the streets, using, bringing it back, bringing Christ back into the streets, as far as with my gifts and tools that I could use as a resource. What's in my hand? A DJ set, gifts, talents, you know what I mean? Music, creativity. So it's just really for people. A lot of times when I go to different settings, different congregations and stuff like that, and talk with the younger people, they have no idea that there's quality, kingdom, glorifying Jesus music, spiritual music that glorifies Jesus.
Yep.
Like they're shocked. So it's always in my heart to like, okay, there needs to be something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Free, downloadable, whatever the case may be, whatever, you know? So that was that, man. And then by the grace of God, several of them came up to me and was like, yeah, we have this vision, this is that, monthly mixtape, and I was like, yo, I am the streets. So it just worked, you know what I mean? Like,
nice, nice.
Two visions within a vision, right?
Where can people download it?
Where can people download it? They can download it at www.rolemodelrecords.ca, and it's under the mixtape missions tab. It's on the homepage. You'll see it's all there.
Yeah, so www.rolemodelrecords.ca. Amen. And you know, very quickly, man, I just want to jump back into a part of your testimony. This is something that you had mentioned to me in the email as well, just regarding the whole spiritual warfare and the witchcraft and so forth. There are other people who might be experimenting with that, who might have family members or friends. I know myself, from the islands, I definitely have family members over there on that end that are experimenting with those things. What do you say to those people in terms of, like, you know, if they believe whether it's real or not, or how to get out of it if they have family in it? Like, for example, with you, like how did you really get out of that? Because that's a very gripping spiritual thing.
Yeah. Honestly, this, man, I can only say by the blood of the Lamb, what Jesus Christ did, and the Holy Spirit, you know, whatever the angels we have working on. Honestly, people, I've been there, I've done it, it's real. And it's, if you have family members in it, just pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, it's another dimension, right? So if you don't understand that dimension totally, and just you don't want to really get into it, because it can really hurt you, may even draw you in, because, you know, it's all, because the enemy likes to make things instant, like, wave, pop it in, back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the Holy Spirit and the Lord, man, it's, salvation is a journey, you know what I mean? It's a narrow way, it's a path. So if you have family members, really just pray for them. People that are in it, and you're listening to my voice, and you know, man, you know, at the end of the day, if something's not right in your spirit, you know it, but it's entertaining to you, you know. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, just come over you and just reveal, open up your eyes, because only the Holy Spirit can do that.
Yeah.
So it's not much what I could say, what you could say, whatever, we could, you know, be that example, that light, speak the word of God around them and stuff like that, but it's really just Jesus Christ that can really get you through and get you out of there, because that's the only way I got out. Because, bro, it's entertaining, it's powerful. We all seek power, right?
Mm.
So it draws. That's how it draws you, you know. And it's only Jesus Christ, only the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, you know, that can cleanse you, that can wash you, that can open up your eyes. Because the scripture, God says in his word that the devil, the god of this age, blinds people's eyes, blinds our eyes, literally blinds our eyes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's just even us knowing that, we should have grace with people knowing that, okay, really it's a spiritual war. It's really not necessarily you, because God made everything good, but obviously there was sin, there was this downfall of man and stuff like that. And it's really deep, you know what I mean? By the grace of God, I didn't get too far. But now I have that I have the interest of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
So just, you know, a lot of prayer.
Cool. Amen, man. Hey, yo, man, if cats want to reach you, man, to, like, book you for a concert, to DJ at their youth event, all of that good stuff, man, how can a youth group or youth leader reach you?
So they can reach me at, can you give me on my email? That's DJ, so DJLAGIT at hotmail.com. That's DJLAGIT at hotmail.com. Just send me an email. Hit me up like that through an email. We'll go through there. I'll contact you, and et cetera, et cetera.
Amen, yo. Yo, legit family, man. Dog, I appreciate you, man. I really do. As I said, man, like, my congregation has been inspired by your story without even you knowing it, man. So I think it's the first time I've told you this, but definitely, man, I've definitely used your story to inspire people and motivate them out of their rough time, man. So if you weren't aware, man, be aware and be encouraged that your story has truly helped people, man.
That just puts a smile on my face to know that, you know what I mean? Like with Joseph and thing, like with his old brothers, that it may seem bad.
Yeah.
God meant it for good in the long run.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, honestly, bro, and I can always share this with people. Some people ask, like, yo, how'd you make it? How'd you go through it? Or do you miss your parents? And some people find it weird when I tell them, like, yo, honestly, I'm not necessarily kind of glad it happened, but I'm glad that God is faithful enough to be in his word that if your father and mother forsake you, the Lord will take care of you. Because Niff, the way the father's been taking care of me as a father's and a motherless child, even as a big man now, I'm like 20, 26, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
His love still comes true. I need help. I make mistakes. I spend foolishly. I get prideful. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
His love and his, oh, bro, I'm just like, I'm grateful that he just came true and just was really a father to me. Because I don't know how my parents would have treated me. I know it would have been this type of love, because God's love is the best love, right?
Exactly.
So,
that's real talk.
You know what I mean? I guess I had my advantages, you know what I'm saying? And now he's using it for his glory as far as inspiring other people, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Real talk, yeah. Right there, man. Legit, man. I appreciate you, homie.
Appreciate you doing this, man. Been looking out, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Your official number one network for Christian hip-hop and R&B. Holy Culture Radio.
I know it's hard out there.
Yeah.
But there will come a time.
Following is based on
you to get up and shine.
Yeah.
For you to get up and shine.
Yeah. Child's worst nightmare. Mom found stabbed, blood dripping out of Knight's hair. Right there in front of him, body laid lifeless. Boy ain't have to see this, he ain't even start life yet. Where Pop's at? No, he ain't gon' like this. Calling daddy all night, come on home and write this wrong. Cops all up in the house. Called the boy over, told him get up on the couch. Clothes still soaking from the corpse, he wouldn't let go. Boy still coping with the loss of someone special. Tears still pouring, blood still flowing. Took more than one of them to get him out the bedroom. This is not happening, this some kind of sick dream. Still ain't hear from daddy yet, where in the world is he? What he found out will add to a ruined life. Pops killed moms, then committed suicide.
Son, things are gonna be a little bit different around here. Your mommy and daddy, they're not gonna be around anymore. But here's my card if you need anything. In the meantime, you're gonna be staying with the new family.
Yeah. He ended up in the home of a foster, molested by a man, the substitute father.
He roamed from home to home. No one rode with him, he was on his own. Deep into the darkness, creeped in the department of heathens, demons, Ouija's and seances. Knee deep into the topic, ain't feel the need to stop it. Dirt is all he seen, no need to sweep under the carpet. Yeah. So it wasn't no shock when he got the idea to try his luck in pornography. No cares, his soul is gone missing. No fares, time there to go and audition. Packing bags, thinking about fast money, cash money paid from laying with mad honeys. Took a book out his bag, trying to make space. The book said Holy Bible on the nameplate. This that book auntie gave me long time ago. Take a look later, no time now, I gotta go. But he saw a part marked out with a pen. A book called Psalms 27:10. Even if your parents leave you, God is here and he's near to receive you. I don't believe you, you can hear the tears in the speaking. God, where was you when I needed you? Daddy killed moms when he found out she was cheating. You made another man come touch me when I'm sleeping. Why weren't you around when I was talking with them demons? Why you coming now, Lord? Why didn't just leave me alone? Why don't you just kill me? I was a good dude, Lord, you know the real me. Life's hard, Lord, come and shield me. What am I doing here? Lord, heal me. You are here for a reason. Everything in its season. You are God's child, he put you here. And he won't give you more than you can bear. You are here for a reason. Everything in its season. You are God's child, he put you here, and he won't give you more than you can bear. You are here for a reason. Everything in its season. You are God's child. He put you here, and he won't give you more than you can bear. You are here for a reason. Everything in its season. You are God's child. He put you here, and he won't give you more than you can bear.
But there will come a time for you to get up and shine. For you to get up and shine.
Hey, what's up, man? You want that 20, man? What's up?
Nah, man. Yo. It's gonna sound funny, but I think God sent me over to talk to you for a minute.
For what, man? Yo, I'm out here doing work, B. What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I know, but you believe in God, right? God loves you.
What, you crazy?
Think you got...
Hey, yo, man. For real?
I ain't about struggling, I'm bummer hustling, crack bubbling, money coming in and stacks tumbling. To me, all you're doing is mumbling about this church thing. I'm surprised I even gave you time to speak. Look, I'm the king of the streets, boss tight, making 10 grand a week. Vanity is my persuasion, motivation for waking up high is my head held. On my block, my presence is felt. Screw face with the toolie on the waist of my belt. I keep it loose, so if I choose to pull out and just do what I got to, nobody knows who shot who, but not you. Respect do, so you can do your thing, but it's not me. This Christianity is obscene. How could y'all say y'all love somebody that you don't even see? But I don't mean to ask no questions, just suggesting that you think. How could you give up all the pleasures of life? Now look at all that I got from hard work, and I will never give it up. Tell you what, take your tracks, give them to some other cats. I don't relate to none of it. This lifestyle, dude, I'm loving it. I'm having fun with all the days I live. Mac and chicks, pulling whips out the lot. This is the way that I was taught. Never thought that I'd be serving nobody else but me. I'm the run running things, please don't make me repeat. Just go about your business, cause what I'm hearing, I ain't got no interest. I'm independent like a military lieutenant. I get defensive like I'm in a game with 2 seconds left on the clock. Now check the metaphor and take it in, and let me put an end to this conversation. I've been patient enough to let you know I'm not involved. Tell them to somebody else, see maybe they need help. But as for me, I play the hand that I was daily dealt. You get the picture now? I ain't no little victim child. I'm a rising OG going buck well.
Yo. Yeah, it's gonna stay that way.
Yo,
too,
ease off, son. Yo, man, it's been a little while, but ain't no need for you to be talking like that. You
don't know me. This is my block, baby. This is my block, baby.
Yo, I'm here to talk to you about Christ, man. Something gonna change your life.
You trying to hear all that right now?
You think you're living it up now, right?
Now I got paper, baby.
Check this.
Christianity, B, you talking about religion. I know you got more sense, so think with some precision. You never gave yourself life, and neither did your parents. Situation is your soul in a perilous condition. You living for the moment without living for the maker. You trying to get rich, but all you ever get is paper. And blow it like the trees in the wind blow. But you don't even know where the wind comes from or where the wind goes. Yo, I speak life so you could think twice or get born again. Stop trying to pretend that you are what you're not. The king of the block, man, block. Don't have kings, kings don't hide what they got. So let's be true about who really owns who.
answer to whoever is the higher authority. Look me in the eye, man, don't act like you ignoring me. Lawyers, judges, thugs, even bills get the best of you. If you don't pay them off, man, the cops come arresting you. Nothing you can do, cause the truth stay hot. Plus, it don't matter much if you believe it or not. Every breath that you take is from the Lord of creation. Gave birth to every nation, hung the stars up in heaven. He holds the wind, the seas, and even thunder in his hands. Owns claim to the name I am, that I am who I am cause of him. You are who you are cause of sin. Revelation begin. How could you even stand without giving thanks to God? The one who puts the strength in your legs and your arms. The world is getting darker while your heart is getting cold. You thinking it's too late cause you already sold your soul. But hope still lives, I'm just here to let you know. Grab a hold of the truth, son, don't ever let it go.
What you talking about, man?
Yo, think about that.
Think about what, man? I gotta make this, man. I gotta make it happen out here, man.
Yo, just let the words saturate your spirit for a minute.
I ain't about that, man. You know what I'm about, man? I'm about these streets, man. Why? Man, I wanna do me.
Well, you better choose W-I-S-E-L-Y.
Why should I?
Cause the consequence of the recompense is intense. And it's best you seek the Lord instead of playing the fence.
Man, I'm gonna do me.
Do you stay true. Just remember who you are and who you have to answer to. Live to the fullest before you take a bullet.
I ain't got time for all that, man.
Think about it.
Crazy. That's not crazy, man. What about the cars, man?
Really
got
a murder. Damn.
I made my life straight by that, man. We got you good, man.
Man,
with the Lord, you know what I'm saying?
Got you in life, man. For real, like,
you really got us good, man.
You gotta change my life.
Got the block settled, man.
Honestly,
man, I could do it. I could really get out of this, man.
Man, I want to be free.
Yes, man. That was my man Julian Hyacinth with I Want to Be Free. And just before that, you heard my man Never Heard with Here for a Reason, which is based on the amazing testimony of DJ Legit.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you enjoyed that, man. But
we did.
Listen, we got to get out of here. So remember to love all those around you. Love the one above you. And if you can do that, then you too can be a nifty Christian.
Much love.
Much love, y'all.
Peace.